The Great Dinosaur Kidnap by Tessa Kraling. Read by Bridget Forsyth.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Breaking Eggs. In a hollow cave deep beneath the Mendip Hills, something strange was happening. High on a ledge lay an egg, about 20 centimetres in length, with a cracked and wrinkled shell. For millions of years it had lain untouched, unmoving, forgotten even by the creature who had put it there so carefully, out of harm's way. Out of the way of Tyrannosaurus Rex, that fearful monster who once stalked the earth, terrifying all who dared to cross his path. But Tyrannosaurus Rex was long, long gone. Gone, too, was the creature who had lived in the cave until a few months ago, when she left in search of a better hiding place. But the tiny reptile curled up inside the egg knew that it had been abandoned, and gathering all its feeble strength, began to chip away at the shell. Gradually, the jagged crack grew wider, until at last one skinny foot, with tiny claws like fingernails, forced its way through to wave about wildly in the air. But all this movement caused the egg to roll dangerously close to the edge. And when the creature inside made one last gigantic effort to break free, it finally fell into the deep, dark waters below, where it broke into a dozen fragments, releasing its occupant into the swiftly flowing underground river.